North Korea is one of the countries listed in the Trump administration's new travel restrictions that were announced this week. The rules keep certain people from entering the U.S., people from the nations of Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. After announcing the travel ban on Sunday night, President Trump said, quote, "Making America safe is my number one priority. We will not admit those into our country we cannot safely vet," meaning investigate beforehand. And an official from the Homeland Security Department said the new rules will help keep terrorists and criminals from entering the U.S. The previous travel ban was established by an executive order 3 months ago, and it was challenged in court. It applied to people in six countries and was temporary. It expired Sunday night. One difference between the two, besides some of the countries named, is that the new restrictions are indefinite. A government official said they're based on conditions, not time. Critics said the previous version discriminated against Muslims, since the countries that were part of it had Muslim-majority populations. The Trump administration denied this, saying the vast majority of the world's Muslims were not affected. But immigration rights groups say the government only added countries like North Korea and Venezuela to the new ban to support its legal argument that it's necessary for national security. They say the new ban still unfairly targets Muslims. The U.S. Supreme Court was scheduled to hear arguments next month on the legality of the travel ban, but because it's been replaced by the new version, the court has removed that hearing from its schedule and will now consider whether the issue is moot. This may mean that the legal process concerning the ban would start over.